C. Master Navigators.
Many birds are migratory birds, which means that they are in one place during summer and in another part of the world in winter. No other bird travels as far as the Arctic Tern. It migrates from the North Pole to the South Pole in the autumn and then all the way back to the North Pole again in the spring. That is a distance of more than 15,000 kilometres. It seems incredible that a little bird is able to fly such an enormous distance. But maybe even more incredible is how it finds its way. Modern aircraft are full of electronic equipment and maps to help pilots navigate. So how do the birds navigate? Possibly, they use the position of the sun during daytime and the stars at night, just as the navigators on ships and aircraft did in the old days. In addition, scientists believe that birds have a built-in compass. An ordinary compass has a compass needle that always points towards the magnetic North Pole. Birds probably have a magnetic field inside them that helps them navigate. The direction of the winds, as well as the rivers and valleys on the ground below, may also help them find their way.
The magnetic North Pole. The North Pole is the northernmost point of the globe. When we use a compass, however, the compass needle does not point in the direction of the North Pole. It points towards an enormous magnetic field in Canada, around 1,000 kilometres away from it. This is what we call the magnetic North Pole.